Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spoler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, when we talk about Spanish red wine, there's two grapes that immediately come to mind. That would be Tempranillo and Garnacha. But there's quite a few other really decent, totally respectable red grapes in Spain. And continuing with our theme of looking off the beaten track, you were able to find some very interesting things.
I sure did. I'm not sure what percentage of Spanish red wine is either Tempranillo or Garnacha, but it's a big number. And when you combine that with some of the other European or the more classic European varietals, you know, Cabernet, etc., that's beginning to make its way down there. But as you just said, there's a whole lot of other really interesting indigenous grapes that just don't tend to get a whole lot of attention that are absolutely very well worth looking into. So if you're interested in broadening your Spanish wine knowledge, here's a couple you might want to explore, and they are terrific, terrific values. So so from a producer called Senda Verde, there is, from the Bierzo region, there's a grape called Mencia. This is a 2020 vintage. It sells for $15.99. It's a nice medium-bodied red. It's not going to be overly complex. It's sort of straightforward. Aromas of raspberry and cherry, dusty tannins, decent length and good acidity. It's pleasing and will definitely pair well with savory meats. This is definitely, there's actually a fair amount of this grape that's produced, but it just doesn't get the attention that I think it certainly deserves. From an interesting producer called Bodegas Albero, is a wine called Isabella. That's sort of its name for one of the members of the family. And it's, the grape is Bobal. I have never had a Bobal. I don't know that I ever will have another Bobal, but I'm glad I met this one. It's a 2018. The region it comes from is Ribera del Júcar. We're going to put this on the website, folks. This is a deep garnet wine with forward aromas of red fruits, a hint of coffee, and maybe just a hint of anise. It's assertive on the palate with firm tannins and good length. I really enjoyed it. And this is something I would say drink with roast meats. Now you get all of that for $14.99. So this is a grape. I've never had it before. I'm going to try it again, but there's something you may not have seen before. From a producer called Tierra Secreta, there's a wine called Teso Monastrell. Some of you may recognize that Monastrell is the same grape in France that they call Mourvèdre. And these tends to be pretty big wines, and this one certainly falls into that same category. So 2017, the region, and Al, if you can pronounce this better than me, please chime in, is Yecla, Y-E...
Yecla, yeah, you got it, Yecla.
Yecla? Son of a gun. Anyway, and as I said, the grape is Monastrell or Mourvèdre. Ruby-colored, highly extracted. It's interesting forward with aromas of blueberry, spice, cherry, and interesting enough, a little bit of sort of an orange peel note over assertive black fruit, long dry finish with some heat. It's rustic, but in an interesting way, and I would pair this with braised beef or maybe lamb. My wine of the week is the Teso Monastrell. I love the old world rustic character of this. It may not have been the best wine overall of the three, but it was definitely, for me, the most interesting.
And what was the price on that, Hugh?
$14.99.
Holy mackerel. That's pretty darn good.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Well, we'll put all these on the website so you can look them up. I'm Al Spoler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.